This is Dr. Inigo, dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Guy Lugo. Date of birth, August 31st, 1965. Case ID number is 5531124. Date of exam, December the 1st, 2022. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination? Yes, medical records from Dr. Jeffrey R. Klein, DO, dated 2/14/2019. Identifying information. This is a 57-year-old divorced male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of hypertension, sleep apnea, myocardial infarction, and obesity. The claimant is presently employed in an office job that he's had for 2 months. He states he was a paramedic for 4 years and worked at the Maquiladoras for another 20 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in his father's house and states that he was in prison for 10 years. The claimant also states that he has never been on disability benefits. Allegation number one, hypertension. Number two, sleep apnea. Number three, myocardial infarction. And number four, obesity. History of allegations. Number one, high blood pressure / hypertension. The claimant states that in 2012, he was having symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, and left frontal headaches that he had been having since 2000, along with blurred vision. The claimant also states that he had a myocardial infarction in 2011, but denies any kind of cerebral vascular accident or nephropathy. His blood pressure at this visit was 177 over 112 mmHg, which is very high. He has not been taking his medications because of lack of funds, but he was on lisinopril 40 milligrams POQD. His condition is not stable at this time. Allegation number two, sleep apnea. The claimant states that in 2015, he was morbidly obese and was having problems with sleep apnea. He was also suffering from allergies. He states the respiratory problems are precipitated by walking 1 mile, climbing two flights of stairs, and sometimes with change of season. He denies ever smoking. The claimant has never been to the emergency room for his condition or hospitalized. He has never been intubated. He is presently on a CPAP machine that he states that he no longer needs to use because he's lost a large amount of weight. The claimant at one time was 368 pounds, and he presently weighs 231 pounds. He has lost about 130 pounds. He was diagnosed with sleep apnea, which has resolved. His oxygen saturation is 97% at this visit. Allegation number three, myocardial infarction. The claimant states that in 2011, he presented himself to Dr. Lopez because he was having chest pain. He was diagnosed with an anterior lateral myocardial infarction. No surgeries were performed. He states that the character of the pain is a squeezing, stabbing pain located on the left chest area, which radiated up to the left side of his neck. He states that he had the pain for 4 hours, and that's usually a pain that he gets at least once a month. He denies it occurring with any kind of exertion or precipitation of any kind of work. He states the pain is relieved by taking 2 nitroglycerin sublingual tablets, resting, and not by taking any antacids. His symptoms include shortness of breath, diaphoresis, and dizziness. He denies any palpitations, nausea, or vomiting. His risk factors include hypertension, diabetes mellitus, positive family history of stroke, and high cholesterol. He denies any smoking. The claimant does also suffer from gastritis, but is presently not being treated for that condition. He denies any history of peptic ulcer disease, hiatal hernia, biliary disease, pancreatitis, esophagitis, pulmonary emboli, or costal chondritis. He does suffer from shortness of breath, pedal edema, and sleeps with three pillows at night. He was diagnosed with coronary artery disease, unstable angina, and a history of questionable myocardial infarction. His ejection fraction is 61%. He also has a history of abnormal treadmill, but a negative nuclear stress test. His condition at this time appears to be stable. Number four, morbid obesity. The claimant states that in 2009, he weighed 368 pounds. His BMI was 58 at that time, which was very high. He denies any surgeries, medications, and states that he put himself on a diet and started exercising to lose weight. He presently weighs 231 pounds, and his BMI is 35. His condition has improved. Daily activities include sleeping, watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and walking around the house. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 2 hours, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 20 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices that he uses, and his physician is Dr. Klein. He is presently taking aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD, which he states does help him for pain, but he's basically taking it for prevention of another myocardial infarction. He states the only physical activity he does is walking around the block occasionally. Family history. The father died at the age of 80 from a cerebral vascular accident. His mother died at the age of 75 from a cerebral vascular accident and an aneurysm. Medications. Aspirin, 81 milligrams POQD. Lisinopril, 40 milligrams POQD. Medical problems, hypertension, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, anterior lateral myocardial infarction, hyperlipidemia, sleep apnea, hypothyroidism, morbid obesity, and a sprained knee. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking a pipe for 2 months. He no longer smokes at this time. Alcohol, he states he drinks socially. The claimant denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies the use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. He did smoke marijuana when he was younger. The last time he used marijuana was 1982. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 96.6 Fahrenheit, weight 231 pounds, height 5 feet 7 and 3 fourths inches, BP 177 over 112 mmHg, heart rate 76 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 35, oxygen saturation at this visit was 97%. General, this is a 57-year-old male who appears to be his stated age. and is in no acute distress, however did present with a very high blood pressure reading, secondary to not taking his medications and feeling anxious at this visit. He appears also to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD. The claimant is able to read fingers at 9 feet distance. Pinhole is 20/100, corrected is 20/20. OS, the claimant is able to read fingers at 8 feet distance. Pinhole is 20/200, corrected is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected, the claimant is able to read fingers at 12 feet. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to cardiovascular? The jugular venous palpitations appeared to be more than 7 centimeters, and there was a strong heart rate and rhythm with auscultation. No murmurs, rubs, or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 3+ on the left side and 3+ on the right side. Dorsalis penis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 3+ on the left side and 3+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also normal at 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you please drop down to after neurological exam on the last page, x-ray of the left knee, no acute findings, functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields, but does have moderate limitations in his visual acuity, which has been corrected with glasses. He is able to communicate very well without limitations and has no restricted limitations in his workplace environment, except for decreased vision and a very high blood pressure, which is not being treated at this time. Probable diagnoses: number one, hypertension, dash confirmed with physical examination. The claimant had a very high blood pressure of 177 over 112 mmHg, secondary to not taking his medications. Number two, sleep apnea, dash was being treated with the CPAP machine. However, the claimant has lost 130 pounds, and his condition has resolved, and he is stable at this time. Number three, myocardial infarction, secondary to coronary artery disease. He states it has been treated with angioplasty times three. His condition appears to be stable at this time. He has an ejection fraction of 61%. Number four, morbid obesity. The claimant's BMI at this time is 35, which is obesity, but at a safe level. He weighs approximately 231 pounds. He has lost 130 pounds. His condition is better and progressing well. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Guy Lugo.